mind.
Good morning. Let's wait another minute and then we'll start.
Okay.
We will start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudshabari kuvish in tebit hilur himud hilud hilur himud. Ve'ahta l'shem yud he bavate. The Yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'sok Torah mitzvah. Vayino amadunai Elohino aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kananeh aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kananehu. This week we are studying the Parasha of Toldot. The first Aliyah consists of 22 verses. It goes from Genesis chapter 25, verse 19, to chapter 26, verse 5. The number 22 is well known in Kabbalah to be the 22 Hebrew letters. Essentially, all of the energy of vessels. But there's some interesting aspects to the number 22. 22 is 2 times 11, and 11 is connected to the Ketoret, the incense that brings us closer to Hashem. Another word in the Tanakh that has a gematria of 22 is Hagid, which is the telling. This is a word that's well known from the Haggadah, which is the same Shoresh. The word good, which we always say is 17, is Tov. But there's a female form, which is Tova. That has a gematria of 22. And then there's a rather unusual, not really an unusual word, but Yadav. This is in Genesis chapter 19, verse 16. And its translate is with your hand. I also took a look at 22, which are the letters Kaf and Bet, when they're spelled out. The letter Bet has a gematria spelled out, Bet Yud. I just realized something. Tav, Bet is Bet Yud Baf. And that is a gematria of 412. Kaf is Kaf and Pei, or Fei.
Has joined.
It's a gematria of 100. So together it's 512. 512 is the number 2. To the ninth power, essentially multiplying 2 by itself for 9 times. The number is then 512. There is a word in Hebrew, dabak, which means to cleave. That's the shoresh. But In Genesis chapter 34, verse 3, there's the word vitadavak. And so that translations would be end cleave. Another word that's really very powerful is the word matan, which means to give, the shoresh for give, for to give. Vinatanu is translated as and his giving. This is a gematria of 512. But we will begin with the Hebrew. This is Genesis chapter 25, verse 19. Ve'elet oldot Yitzhak ben Avraham. Avraham holid et Yitzhak. I didn't realize that the Rashi had been opened. Vayehi Yitzhak ben Arba'im Shana bekachto et Rivka bat Betuel Arami mipadan Aram achot Lavan Arami lo leisha. Vayetar Yitzhak la Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yohe Dawanu Heyo Leno Kahishto Ki Akara Ivaye Ater Lo Adonai Yohe Wahe Atanu Yo Yoate da wanu heyo. Watahar rifka ishto. Vaitro tsatsu abanim. Bekir babato mer im kain lama. Ze anohi wate lech. Lid roshet adonai. Yo hey wahe adanu yo yo wahe da wanu hey yo vayomer adonai yo hey wahe adanu yo yo wahe da wanu hey yo la shene goim bavitane Ushne le umi mime ais iparedu ulim milom ye emat le ravia avotair. The word goyim, which is translated as nation, is written with two yuds, gimel yud yud mem. And one way of permutating that is that it's gam Hashem, also Hashem, which is an indication that there's a connection between the two different nations that this verse will speak about when we do the English translation. The two nations, one of Esav, or Edom, and one of Israel. Vayim lehu yameha halaledet Vayetze Harishon Admoni Kulo Ke Aderet Sear Vayikreu Shemo Esav Veachare Ken Yatzahiv Veyado Ochezet Vaake Vayesav Vayikra Shemo Yaakov Yitzhak Ben Shishim Shana Beledet Otam. Vayigdilu Hanarim Vayehi Esav Ish Yodea Tayid Ish Tzadev Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Ohalim Vayechav Yitzhak Et Esav Ki Tzayid Befiv Rivka Ochevet Et Yaakov Vayazed Yaakov Nazid Vayadbo Esav Min Hasadeh Who I am, Vayomer Esav El Yaakov. Alteni na min ha'adom ha'adom hazeh. Ki ayef anochi al ken kara shemo edom. Vayomer Yaakov mikra kayom. Et bekorat ha'li, vayomer Esav, hine anochi holech lamut, lamazeli bekorah. Vayomer Yaakov hashava li kayom, vayishava lo v'yimkor. And Habakorato Yaakov, Yaakov Natan Laesav Laechem, Unzid Adashim, Vayokal Vayesht, Vayakam Vayelech, Vayivez Laesav Ed Habakorah. The next chapter, verse 1. Vayhi ra'av ba'aretz milvad ha'ra'av ha'rishon asher haya bimei Avraham vayelech Yitzhak el avimelech melech pelishtim gerara vayera elav ado Ayo he wahe Adanu yo Yo ahe da wanu he yo Wayomer al kered Mitzray ma shekon baret Asher omar elecha Ur baret hazot Ech yie imcha va'avak rachecha ki lecha uzaracha eten et kol haratzot ha'ev ha'chakim oti et ha'shvua asher nishbati le'avraham avicha Vehir beiti etzaracha kechochve hashamayim venatati lezaracha et kol haratzot ha'el hitbaraku zaracha kol goye haretz Ekev asher shama Avraham bekoli v'yishmor Mishmarti mitzvotai Ukotai tai vitoro tai. We will now read and study the English translation. Chapter 25, verse 19. And these are the generations of Isaac, the son of Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac. So, the question that I have asked in my writings and just generally, if you're thinking about your lineage, which is what the word told goats can be translated as, or as here it's translated as generations, does it start with you, or does it start with your father? Because the verse is really saying that the lineage starts with Abraham. And we can understand why it's doing that, because Abraham was the first Hebrew, the first person to cross over the river. That's the river Euphrates. But the real question, why did it start with Abraham? Because Abraham is the soul before the tikkun is completed, while Isaac is the soul after the tikkun is completed, after the coming of Mashiach. And so in discussions of the lineage, Abraham does come first, because we have to complete our tikkun before we can achieve the level of the world that is coming. And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah, the daughter of Betuel, Aramean of Padan Aram, the sister of Laban, the Aramean, to himself for a wife. And Isaac prayed to the Lord opposite his wife, because she was barren. And the Lord accepted his prayer, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. Now the Torah says they both prayed for children. Isaac prayed for Rebekah to have a child, and Rebekah prayed for Isaac to have a child. Or did she pray for her to have the child? The statement that the Lord accepted his prayer is an indication that she was praying for herself. And we know, we've learned, and this verse is teaching us, you have to pray for others for the prayer to be worth, to be acted upon. And the children struggled within her, and she said, if it be so, why am I like this? And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said to her, two nations are in your womb, and two kingdoms will separate from your innards. And one kingdom will become mightier than the other kingdom, and the elder will serve the younger. There's a lot of questions to be asked about this verse. There's a lot of commentary about this idea of the two nations are related to each other, the two nations being Edom and Israel. One will be mightier than the other, and the elder will serve the younger. The elder is Edom, is Esav. He was the firstborn, as we'll find out soon. But how, which nation becomes mightier than the other? Throughout the course of human history, Edom has been mightier than Israel. But it's never been able to defeat Israel either. So it leaves a lot of questions. They can be answered somewhat easily, but still the questions are there. And her days to give birth were completed, and behold, there were twins in her womb. Well, without the various modern technology, a woman couldn't know if she had twins until she gave birth. And the first one emerged ruddy. He was completely like a coat of hair, and they named him Esau. And afterwards, his brother emerged, and his hand was grasping Esau's heel, and he named him Jacob. Now, Isaac was 60 years old when she gave birth to them. The question is, why do we need to know that Isaac was 60? Well, it's an indication that there's 20 years that they went childless. And we are told that if you live in the land of Israel and you're married for 10 years and you do not have children, you should divorce this woman and marry another. But here we're being told that they went 20 years. Why is that? And we're also told that Isaac followed all of the precepts. So how do we reconcile this? And if you'll remember, Rivka is 3 years old when she comes to Isaac, when she's brought across the country by Eliezer, and she sees Isaac and he sees her. So if you add 10 years till she becomes 13 years old, or she becomes a teenager, when she could be wed and give birth, then they did only wait the 10 years. And the youths grew up, and Esau was a man who understood hunting, a man of the field, whereas Jacob was an innocent man dwelling in tents. The word innocent is probably not a proper translation. The word is tam, which means complete. But it's an indication of a level of consciousness. And Isaac loved Esau because his game was in his mouth. But Rebekah loved Jacob. Now, Jacob could cook the pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. This part of our Aliyah, the Midrash says this was the day that Abraham passed. And so he was cooking lentils, which is a traditional mourner's food. And Esau said to Jacob, "Pour into me some of this red pottage, for I am faint." He was therefore named Edom. And Jacob said, "Tell me, as of this day, your birthright." Esau replied, "Behold, I am going to die, so why do I need this birthright?" And Jacob said, "Swear to me as of this day." So he swore to him, and he sold his birthright to Jacob. And Jacob gave Esau bread and a pottage of lentils, and he ate and drank and arose and left. And Esau despised the birthright. Chapter 26. And there was a famine in the land aside from the first famine that had been in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, to Gerar. And the Lord appeared to him and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Dwell in the land that I will tell you. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you, and I will bless you. For to you and to your seed will I give all these lands. And I will establish the oath that I swore to Abraham, your father." Question here is, why does he need to make a contract with Isaac when he made the contract with Abraham and his children? And the answer is, to be clear that the contract is with Isaac and not also with Ishmael. "And I will multiply your seed like the stars of the heavens, and I will give your seed all these lands, and all the nations of the earth will bless themselves by your seed." That particular prophecy has not yet happened, although it's beginning to. "Because Abraham hearkened to my voice and kept my charge, my mitzvot, my statutes, and my instructions." So the real question here is, why do we transition from Isaac being given the land and having a contract with Hashem, we're transitioning to having Abraham be the reason why Isaac receives the land? So we have completed our study for this morning. Does anyone have any questions? And while you're unmuting yourselves, I will mention that we have two classes today. One is at 10:30 West Coast time, and it will be a discussion of the holiday of Sigid, which is kind of unique, and most people have never heard of the holiday of Sigid. And that will be a short part of our class at 10:30. The rest of the majority of the class will be our continuing our study of 10 luminous emanations. Then there's our 3 o'clock class, which continues our study of the advanced reincarnation. I remind you that Monday night, our late class, the 7 o'clock West Coast time class, will be our Rosh Chodesh Kislev connection, because Rosh Chodesh is Monday night and Tuesday. So I hope you'll join us. Are there any questions?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Is there a spiritual reason? You know, we have Rivka, we have Rebecca, we have Rachel, we have Ruth. We have a lot of female
referred to as mothers or before wives, before.
Okay. And they all start with a Reish. Is that significant?
Well, Sarah doesn't start with a Reish.
No, I didn't say Sarah. Rebecca, Rebecca, Ruth, Rachel.
Rebecca is a Reish, Rivka, Rachel. Yes. Because the letter Reish has two sounds. And one sound connects to the word Rosh, meaning head.
Mm-hmm.
And the other sound connects to the energy of a lack of something.
Okay.
And that's the rolling R. I don't do it well. You have to be born Israeli to pronounce it. way, or Spanish. It's similar to the Spanish sounds.
Right.
But the on one hand, it represents the head, and each of these women that start with the resh has a relationship to the head, because they're part of the patriarchs. They're married to the patriarchs. And the other thing is that they all of them had lack. They were unable to conceive. And in earlier generations, that was considered a horrible situation for a woman, to not be able to conceive. Even if she, you know, even if she had problems in childbirth, where they were miscarried or whatever, the inability to become pregnant was considered a very serious flaw, not just by the women, but by the men. That I don't think is still true. Because as the women are growing spiritually, as we know they are, I think the society values have changed in that regard. Any other questions? Have a beautiful day. I hope to speak to you again. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Thank you.